after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We're live and on location from the Budweiser Event Center, the Ranch, Larimer County's event complex here. We're getting set for tomorrow night's big AMA Arena Cross Championship at 6 o'clock. And I'm joined by a pretty awesome kiddo here, Robbie, who's telling me he's going to be in the events on Saturday. Is that right? And we're out there looking at all the jumps, and he's like, yeah, I've done that one, I've done that one. And he's showing me all of his, you know, broken stuff and all this stuff. Robbie, my man, it's great to get you on the show.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You ready to rock and roll on Saturday?
Yeah.
So you travel with the gang here. Your dad, of course, is working with the crew and everything, so you know everybody, and you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Where you've been, like, all over the country, right?
Yeah, I have.
What's your favorite place to go?
Favorite place is probably Tennessee.
Tennessee? Okay. Yeah. Now probably Colorado's up there now, right?
Yeah.
Probably in the top five.
Yeah.
And you're 10 years old.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this, man?
Since 2020.
Okay, 2020. Yeah. And so your family's involved, right?
Yeah, my dad actually used to race pros.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, when he bought this, he was actually racing it, like, it was pretty cool.
Really? And
yeah, he raced it.
So it's in the blood. It's in the family.
Yeah.
And so you're like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be doing this stuff. Do you ever get nervous when you go out there, man?
On the starting line, but just relax after.
Yeah, once you get going, it's all about, man, you just got to kind of be in that moment, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about all of this? Is it just the actual event, or is it meeting people? Is it traveling?
It's the event, traveling, all that.
Man, you've been everywhere. 30-plus states?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
I've been to, like, four, dude.
Yeah.
All right? So you're bragging a little bit. You haven't been to Hawaii before, right? That's
Never
one
have.
Of them. But this is really cool. I mean, I love this event. A great opportunity tomorrow night. What I like about this too, Robbie, and you're around this all the time, so it's probably like not as epic for you to see it, but an opportunity for a lot of these kiddos to come out for the track party at 6 o'clock, where they can get down here, meet the riders, get to meet you,
yeah.
And then see the bikes up close. I mean, that's a heck of an opportunity.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be great. And again, the Budweiser Event Center, we're getting folks asking. Here's the deal for my listeners. If you guys call the Budweiser Event Center ticket office and say, hey, we want tickets, we want to get our kids in free, we heard about it on the whole show, you'll get your kids in free. That's a pretty cool opportunity for the first 50 kids. We'll get you guys in free to check this out. And I mean, I was talking to Tristan Moffitt earlier, and you know, he was really excited about this, and he's just talking about the event and how the fans really, you know, give it some juice, because people are so excited to see you guys flying all over the place.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah. All right, so you got hurt not long ago, right? You messed up your leg a little bit.
Yeah, I fractured my tibia.
Didn't that hurt pretty bad?
Yeah.
Pretty rough,
huh? Yeah, 3/4 the way.
And it was when you came down, right? You were up, and then you came down, and your leg kind of hit the...
Yeah, I was hitting the finish line at the first round. But I'm back on the bike.
You're back on the bike, man. You're ready to go. You're pumped up and no pain or anything like that.
No pain at all.
You're good to go. Man, I'm telling you, I get like a paper cut and I'm out for like 4 weeks. You're busting up. What did you get again? What was it?
A tibia.
Your tibia? Oh, my gosh. And so it didn't keep you out long, though?
No.
Can't keep you down, man. So what else are you doing throughout the day? Are you just walking around, making sure everybody's getting their jobs done and everything?
Yeah.
They're not asking you to do any of the heavy lifting or anything?
No, I'm just working on merchandise. And
okay.
I'm going to be signing autographs at the track party.
You're going to have to sign. I wish I got a piece of paper here. You got to sign an autograph for me, my man. You got something pretty cool coming out. It's not live yet, but you were showing me the new app you guys are working on.
Yeah, the new Arena Cross app. It's probably will come out in like the middle of the season. Of Arena Cross.
Okay. But. Which is, you know what, a couple of months away or something like that?
We're still working on some tweaks, but...
You just showed me, though. That's pretty legit. That looks awesome. And so that's a way for people to follow you guys along, see where you're going to be when you're getting close to their areas, too, and then they can go get their tickets and everything.
Yeah, we actually added this really cool part about it. It's like a 1v1 where you can select your riders to race against. Like, we're doing, like, halftime.
Okay.
Like, I like to call it halftime.
Yeah.
But it's like a break.
Yeah.
And we, like, on the app, you can select who, like, you want to race on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool, man.
Yeah.
That's a really cool opportunity. You were just showing me that.
Yeah.
And you're, like, involved in this stuff, too. Like, you're helping out, and you're learning. Man, it's so good. You're helping with the business, and you're getting involved in this. You've probably learned so much, not just about riding, but about the business of this event, too.
Yeah.
Is that pretty cool, just to learn about what it takes to market and get the word out there to everybody? I mean, that's got to be awesome, too.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is your first time on the radio?
Yes.
You're doing a great job, man. You're doing fantastic with it.
Thanks.
Robbie and I went out, and we were looking, And they're really getting cooking out there, man. They're getting stuff set up. We got another guest jumping in. Aaron, my friend's going to join us. But it is so cool just to see all the dirt they're bringing out. 150 truckloads, I was told, is popping out there. That's a lot of dirt, man.
Yeah, it definitely takes a lot of dirt.
Yes, it does. Robbie, is there anything else you want to throw out there, man? You want to say hi to anybody before you get off?
No. Just tagging the Arena Cross USA and AX Racer or something, like AX USA Racer.
And you have all the social media pages and stuff where people can check out your rides and stuff, too. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, Robbie, my man. We'll appreciate you. We'll let you get out there and get back to work. Make sure these guys are doing everything right, okay?
Because,
you know, we don't want any accidents or anything.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. We'll let you take a break. We'll bring Aaron Simoneau in on the program here, getting set. He'll be riding tomorrow. Robbie did a fantastic job there. So, Aaron, the pressure is on, my friend.
I know.
Aaron Simoneau joining me. This is such a cool thing. I just keep wanting to, during breaks, I want to jump out there and just see all the dirt, man. They're setting up the hills. The jumps look absolutely fantastic. This is going to be fun tomorrow night.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to be awesome.
You ready for this, man?
I'm absolutely right. I didn't drive 15 hours to just come sit in the grandstands.
Where were you last time?
Last time as in like where I was
yesterday? 15 hours ago.
I was in Reno, Nevada.
Reno, Nevada. And then you just load it up and get going, and now you're here at the Budweiser Event Center. How long have you been doing this?
I've been racing professionally for about 9 years.
9 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've been doing it since I was 8. So.
Okay, so, and that's the thing I'm hearing with everybody. Like,
yeah.
Robbie's 10 years old, and he's like, dude, I've already broken this and this and this. And I'm like, man, I get a paper cut, and I'm like going to lie down for a week or two.
Oh, I know.
You guys are
I hit my
bones.
Shins. I do the same thing.
have you had some of those major injuries? I'm guessing all of you guys
27
have.
Of them, yeah.
27?
Yeah.
Like, what is it, 27 broken bones?
Yeah, 27 broken bones and surgeries.
And yet you're still like, no, I love this. I'm going to keep going.
I mean, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. So that's kind of one of those things.
Darn it. I got both. I got the dumb and not tough. That's the tough part about that. So, but no, this is great. And what do you think of the Budweiser Event Center? Is this your first time
here? This is the first time I've ever been to this area of Colorado. I went and raced the Supercrosses in Denver back in 2019.
Okay.
And then this would be the first time I'm at the Budweiser.
So what do you think of Northern Colorado?
So far, so good. It's cold.
Yeah,
it is really cold.
Oh my goodness! And the last call, we had Tristan Moffitt in on the show earlier, and he's like from Alaska, and I'm like, oh, dude, this is probably like a summer breeze to you.
Yeah, he probably walks around with his shirt off.
What's your favorite part about all this, man? Is it the fans? Is it the bikes? Is it the people that you get to meet? I mean, Robbie's the coolest kid ever. You get to meet some really unique people.
There's definitely some uniqueness to it for sure. I'd have to say one of my favorite things about it is just that adrenaline rush.
Yeah,
right. Like it's. No feeling like it. Like you're sitting on the line and your heart's beating 155 beats a minute just sitting there.
Jeez.
Like you get that type of adrenaline, and I don't think I can get it anywhere else.
I mean,
I tried doing a normal job for a while because I took a break.
What was the normal job that you tried?
Well, I tried Ben's Liquor Store.
Okay.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then I went and worked at Renown Hospital.
Okay.
And that was also fun, but it just didn't. You know, it didn't scratch that itch.
Hard to get that adrenaline going at Bay.
Yeah, I took 3 years off, and I was like, that was the worst mistake I could have made. So here we are.
How did you get hooked up with all of these guys then, man?
I have a buddy that's actually flying in today. His name is Adam Conway, and we practiced at his track, and he's like, dude, we should do the Arena Cross season next year instead of Supercross, right? And I'm like, all right, let's see, because I did one Reno round last year, and I had a blast. Like, everybody was super cool. Super laid back. It wasn't stressful, so it was super easy to get, just jump in and go. And then I just kind of put my head down. I was like, yeah, we should probably do Arena Cross. Well, it seems like more fun, considering that I'm 29, almost 30. So
how long do you go and do this? Is this like, do you look at it and go, okay, this is another 5-year deal? This is a 10-year deal? What
personally,
is it?
I have no idea, because I thought about hanging up the boots when I was 26.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just stressed, burnout, everything. And then I had a baby girl. I got married. And, like, obviously I got married before I had the baby girl. I want to put that into perspective.
It's fine.
But yeah, it just.
How old's your kiddo?
She is 7 months on Saturday.
Okay, so baby girl. We are talking baby girl.
We are literally talking a baby girl.
What's her name?
Nora Sue.
Nora Sue. Okay.
Yeah, Nora Sue Simoneau. So she's the NSS.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
It is.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you.
I appreciate it.
I have almost a 5-year-old. And
how is that, by the way?
Oh, just jumps all over the place and
perfect.
Throws everything.
Perfect.
I mean, if he were in here, he would be up on that shelf there, and you'd think he was a cat of some sort.
I like it. I dig it.
Who knows? He might.
I dig it.
Like, these kind of events are so cool for the family to
come
out and see. I'm a big sports guy. We talk a lot of different sports here. But I'll admit, you know, you see some of the footage, you go football games, guys get a little crazy out in those stands.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I've heard is people are really just like, it's into it. We're fun.
Yeah.
It's a family-friendly environment.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's one of the things that kind of drove me to do Arena Cross was just how family-orientated it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Friday night, take your kids out, go watch some exciting sports here at Arena Cross. And not only that, we're going to different states, different stadiums. So it's just a lot of fun to bring your family out to these things.
No question about it. We're already getting texters like, hey, because we're hooking up people that if you call the Budweiser Event Center, tell them you heard about them on the whole show, you're getting your kids in free for
there
the
you go.
First 50. Unless you're a family that has like 50 kids.
Yeah.
Then maybe they're gone in the first one.
Maybe.
First call.
It depends. It depends.
But that's what I love about this, man. I'm just seeing Robbie running around here, and I'm like, are you racing or riding?
Kid loves
and stuff?
It.
He's like, yeah, I'll be on Saturday and stuff. And he's like, see one of those hills there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I messed up my tibia there not too long ago.
Like, yeah.
Cow. And he's like, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah, because we had the first two rounds in November, and I remember I think I saw him in a cast.
Like, just not too long ago.
Yeah, like, not too long ago. And I'm like, that's a bad day.
Well, and the joke is, like, I'm back on the bike.
That's, yeah.
Oh, he's so great.
And that's the cool thing about, like, just dirt bikes in general, right? You get hurt, and you have an option to either let the fear control you, or you have the option to just kind of go back into it and full saddle the sucker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the cool part, is some of the people you watch just go leaps and bounds of what they were capable of, and that's another reason why I like doing this racing.
How close are you guys as a group? I mean, you're competing against each other, but you're traveling with each other too.
I mean, we're friends. Don't get me wrong. Like, we're friends. But as soon as the helmet goes on and the goggles and the board goes up, it's every man for himself.
Nobody's helping each other.
Nope.
Nobody's like, hey, by the way, you have a flat. Or
yeah,
none of that stuff.
We're focused on what we're doing, and that's it.
Do you have, like, good friends that are on the crew, or is it like we're friendly?
I have a couple of good friends. I know Kyle Peters really well.
Okay.
And then I believe his teammate, Cade, I just met him the first two rounds and super chill guy. And we kind of hit it off right there. And then, like I said, Adam Conway, he's a local guy like me and from Nevada. And just kind of tight-knit group.
So after everything, once you guys get done tomorrow night, like, are you going out for beers and stuff, hanging out?
I'm not.
Or is
no,
it like, okay.
No, I'm going to be probably sore. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know,
sometimes the beers help that. That's
they
what I'm
do.
Told, right?
They do if I drink. So that would help.
Okay.
So I try to keep a clean program.
You stay out of that.
Yeah,
okay.
I stay away from that. So probably what I'm gonna be doing is just going home and ice,
then
and then
heat or heat
and then
ice.
Crying on my wife's shoulder. Actually,
is that that's how it
probably
goes.
That's usually the go-to plan.
Oh man, well this is like such a cool thing for me to be out here because you know when we were talking to Josh and Sean and getting this set up for the remote out here, I don't know a lot about it. And a lot of my listeners are like, dude, I want to go to this, but I don't know a whole heck of a lot about it. And that's kind of the beauty. You don't have to come in and know everything about the sport to sit in the stands and enjoy this.
Nope, you can literally grab a beer at the concession stand, sit down in your seat, and enjoy the show.
And I love this venue too.
It's a big venue.
I'm looking around at the dirt everywhere, and it's so
cool.
They're telling me 150 truckloads of dirt. And I've been here to hockey games and stuff like that. And then you go, wow, they transformed this bad boy.
Right, because that's what I heard is this was a hockey stadium.
Yeah,
so
it's where the Eagles play.
I'm like, where's the ice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm seeing ice outside.
Somewhere underneath the dirt, maybe? I have no idea. Did they melt it?
I try not to figure it out.
Again?
I try not to figure it out because, you know, it's cold and pain. Agony.
But it's so cool just walking around. I told Robbie, I'm like, let's go look at it. I just want to go look at the dirt. It's just neat seeing, you know, the backhoes out there and the dozers pushing all the dirt up and creating this track. And I'm told this is like one of the craziest tracks around.
Yeah. This one is definitely a lot steeper than the other ones because I went to Georgia and I went to New York.
Okay.
And I drove to both of those. And Georgia was pretty, well, I'm not going to say mild. The whoop section was gnarly because it got me and broke four of my ribs. Mm. And
just another day's work, right?
Just another day in the office because I taped that sucker up and I went back out there.
Oh, my goodness.
And but, yeah, I mean, you just kind of – when you walk around it, you get this sense of, like, you mess up, this could hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid to just walk, literally
walk. Oh, no, you got to walk it. You have to walk it.
Will they let me go out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Can I go and stand up on the top?
I just snuck out there. They didn't yell at me yet.
Okay, well, I might have to – I'm getting done it too, so I'm going to find you.
Do it.
That way I don't get in trouble.
Absolutely.
I literally just want to go stand on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And just, like, yell freedom or something like that.
That's something I would do. Or just, you know, Winn-Dixie, something.
Something along those lines. I got to do it because I want to do pictures and all that stuff from the top of the hill there.
Yeah.
That looks
well, you
got
to have that momentum of, like, having all those photos. So that way you can tell all your friends, like, hey, guess what? I stood on top of this jump. What did you do this weekend?
They don't have to know that I just stood on there either.
No,
they could be thinking I'm actually like doing a little selfie while I'm jumping or something.
Or you're like on a forklift or something, being a rock star.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
That works.
Dude, Aaron, is there anything else you want to get out there, man, before we let you get out of here?
yeah, just, you know, grab your kids, come watch this event, enjoy it, and, you know, walk around the pits if you're allowed to, and come give me a crisp high five on the number 360.
Well, and there's an opportunity. A track party at 6 o'clock, that allows folks, if they get their VIP tickets, they can come down, meet you, get autographs and all that stuff.
Yep.
You're going to be signing autographs.
Oh, absolutely.
Robbie said he was going to be signing autographs.
Robbie is probably going to sign more autographs than I am. He's a way cooler guy.
Oh, I think you're both pretty darn cool.
No.
But I'm just like, this little guy is like running around. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be jumping on one of those bikes.
That kid talks better than I do.
Well, I think you guys have all been fantastic, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
it. Just great people, and
that's
what I think is fun for the listeners to go, okay, this is something really unique that we can go and check out in our own backyard here at the Budweiser Event Center. So a heck of an opportunity
to
get out. And again, this track party, get those VIP tickets. And if you mention it here on the whole show, kids get in free.
There you go.
For the first 50.
Done and dialed.
So, all right, my man. Well, we appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.
Good luck tomorrow. This
will
be a blast of a time.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. You're listening to the whole show live from the Budweiser Event Center, previewing a fun event coming up for the AMA Arena Cross Championship tomorrow night at 6. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears play on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live and on location at the Budweiser Event Center. We're helping preview the AMA Arena Cross Championship, which takes place tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Man, we've got to meet some cool people. Aaron was really cool. Aaron Simoneau, congratulations to him. Just had a little baby girl, 7 months old. Tristan Moffitt from Alaska joined us. And then my new best friend, Robbie, 10 years old, Angel. And he's pointing at all these jumps out there that he's going to be hitting on Saturday. Again, Friday night's the big night for some of these pros. And then, of course, we'll see Robbie out there Saturday. That'll be fun for the kiddos around his age range. But, man, this is an awesome opportunity for folks. And, again, we're trying to hook up people here so they can get their kids out for free. So maybe you're looking to save a few dollars. Call the Budweiser Event Center. Tell them you heard about them on the whole show, KFKA. And your kids are going to get in free, so it's a wonderful opportunity. Speaking of that, cool events going on. Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare. That's at the Greeley Rec Center, January 7th on, 5:30. The doors open there. January 7th, that's a Saturday. Former WWE star Brian Kendrick will be taking on Sam Knight. And, Angel, I think we're going to get Sam Knight on the program tomorrow. So that'll be fun. We'll talk to him. It'll be my second wrestler that I've ever interviewed. My second, like, pro wrestling, like WWE type stuff wrestler. So, man, we're moving up in the world, my man.
Oh, definitely. You're getting some awesome interviews here, talking like not just, you know, football, basketball, we're covering wrestling and, you know, motocross, motorsports like that. That's awesome. And that kid Robbie, he's a lot braver than I would have been at 10 years old. Like, I think every kid has that love of motorcycles, but it takes some guts to jump on one and go running around at insane speeds over big dirt hills and stuff.
He's 10 years old. He's just this little guy, and he pops in where I'm doing the radio. He's like, hey, I'm going to be on the show. I'm like, are you riding? And he's like, well, I will Saturday. And so I was like, well, let's go out and take a picture, man. And so we walked out to the dirt pile there and took a picture, and he's just a really cool kid, and these guys are all nice. But they all kind of say the same thing. When I ask them if they're buddies or whatever, they're like, yeah, we're friends, but once the helmet goes on, that all goes away. So should be a really fun event, seeing these guys fly. I mean, dude, you should see. I mean, Angel, you've been to the Budweiser Event Center. When you see this place just decked out with all the dirt and everything, I mean, it doesn't even look the same. It looks fantastic.
No, I saw the picture that you posted on your Facebook, and it looks so cool, and I can't imagine how, like, once those engines gets going and the crowd's going, how loud and just exciting it's going to be in that arena. So, yeah, definitely go get your kids out there, or if you just want to go have a good time by yourself, like, this sounds like a great, great Friday night.
Yeah, Budweiser Event Center. If you just Google Budweiser Event Center, you'll find the events page, and you can get your tickets there. And again, if you call or if you even pop by the will call office and say, hey, I heard the whole show, heard Brady Hull talking about this, I get my kids in free for the first 50 tickets, so you want to take advantage of that now because those will go by fast. It's all I know is that I have 50. That's it, and they're here, so they're for kiddos to come check this thing out. But this is cool. I'm going to run up on that hill at one point. Angel, I brought my tennis shoes here, so I'm not wearing boots or dress shoes. I was told I could do it. So if you don't hear back from me tomorrow, it's probably because I got taken out because I wasn't supposed to actually be out there on the dirt. But I'm going to go check it out. 31 minutes after the hour, I'll bet my guy Cody Tucker has been to one of these events. I'll bet he has. We'll talk to him coming up next about those Wyoming Cowboys. Cody, of course, of 7220sports.com. 30 minutes after the hour, we're out here for another hour and a half at the Budweiser Event Center. It's going to be a great event tomorrow night, I'm telling you. Right now, Angel, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach at the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Show live and on location at the Budweiser Event Center, set for the AMA Arena Cross Championship coming up tomorrow night at 6. It's media day here today. So we're hanging out, having a great time with some awesome dudes, just getting ready to ride and do crazy stuff out here on what should be a terrifying track at the Budweiser Event Center. Joining me now, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, you would enjoy this, man. I can just tell. This would be fun for you. Come out here and see these dudes making massive jumps all over this track.
Well, they have beer, correct?
They will absolutely have beer. You know that's
okay,
true.
Well, that's a,
they're going to have
start.
Beer.
That's a good start. I think I've ridden a Rascal once. That's about as extreme as I've got.
I think I've done it. I'm going to take a golf cart up on one of those hills at some point and just see what happens. I'm not supposed to be outside, Cody. We all know that. No one trusts me. But it should be really fun. I'm looking forward to it. How about those Wyoming Cowboys? Let's talk about the basketball side of things first, Cody. You know, obviously, I don't, you know, with Graham Ike's injury and everything, I suppose this is maybe where you could expect them to be. But they went out and they took it to New Mexico. I mean, at the time, my goodness, hadn't lost. And then they, of course, get upset by Fresno State. But Wyoming kind of showing us there's life there. This team is fighting hard throughout the season.
Yeah, they're trying to figure it out. And I'm actually at the Arena Auditorium right now. Just got done speaking with Jeff Linder. And a word he kept bringing up in this one is desperation. And he needs this squad to play desperate. And, you know, and he's talking every play. He's not just even talking every game. He's talking every possession. And more bad news today for this snake bit program. Kenny Foster is probably lost for the year with a back injury. Noah Reynolds still in concussion protocol. And for the third time in his career, Hunter Thompson has mono. And his timetable is unknown. So Cowboys have 9 scholarship players right now with San Diego State on deck. So desperation shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, Hunter Thompson, man, that's a terrible. I don't think I've ever had mono, let alone 3 times, man. So that poor kid.
It's wild. It's wild. Yeah, Jeff Linder said he's probably the only human on planet Earth who's had it 3 times, let alone even twice. And he just cannot catch a break. The super senior out of Pine Bluffs, and coach just really raved about how good he's been this year, and talked about how these 6-year guys could really pack it in. You know, he doesn't plan to have a professional career even overseas, and he's worked harder than ever. So Coach Linder really sad about losing Hunter Thompson.
Yeah, no question about it. Cody Tucker joining me from 7220sports.com. And the Mountain West is kind of interesting right now. You know, Wyoming's at 0-2, Colorado State, we've talked about. They lost to Nevada last night at 0-3. What do you make of this conference, at least at this point, Cody?
Pretty wild, man, top to bottom. I mean, you got San Jose State taking Boise State to the brink in Boise. You know, Air Force is playing tough. There's just, Jeff Linder just mentioned it, there were some games maybe in the last couple of years where you didn't have to have your best effort. And, you know, he's talking about San Jose State and Air Force and even New Mexico the last couple of years. But that's not the case this year. Tim Miles has those guys playing really well in San Jose. And you know, there's really not any games off. It's just kind of awkward. You know, you think anybody's going to take a game off against CSU or Wyoming because they haven't won yet in the conference? There's just no way. That's when you lose. And, you know, Brady, I wouldn't be – San Diego State is the cream of the crop, no doubt about it. They're, you know, they're the perennial power in this conference. But, you know, history tells me they hate playing in Laramie, Wyoming. And wouldn't be surprised a bit if the Aztecs come in here and leave with an L on Saturday. And that's just the way this conference is.
Well, yeah, you look at Fresno State and the New Mexico situation. I mean, we're already kind of seeing that anything can happen. What's the status on Graham EK at this point, Cody? I know this is like an ever-evolving question and door and everything about this guy.
Yeah, the million-dollar question, man. Wouldn't we all love to know? Jeff Linder just, you know, he just kind of goes with the status quo. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on. He's been in the swimming pool working out. Jeff keeps throwing out that word if he comes back. And I know it's scaring the locals for sure, but, you know, it's January, man, and everybody had heard January, had heard this was a 6 to 8 week injury, and he's still not back, still in a boot. So we just don't know. And same with, you know, Noah Reynolds, who's really picked up the pace since Graham's been out and, you know, scoring 20 points a night. He, you know, he's got a concussion. So those are weird, and we don't know if he's going to be back. So it's just, Coach mentioned it a couple times today. This team has been very snake bit. And, you know, Wyoming and San Diego State are playing on CBS on Saturday. That's a marquee matchup. This was supposed to be number one versus number two. And the Cowboys just haven't got a break at all this year.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, everybody talked about this Wyoming team. I certainly talked about it, Cody. You and I have spent a lot of time talking about this team and what we really expect. And then you get the news to start the season, essentially, about Graham, and then it just keeps happening. You know, the injuries, the sicknesses, everything. And that's got to be so frustrating for Coach Linder.
It is. It's driving him absolutely crazy. But, you know, on the flip side, if you want to look at this half glass full, Brady, which most don't, the Cowboys got tired down the stretch last year. They got really tired, and they had a really tough end to their regular season. You know, with the COVID pause last year, it threw all kinds of games to the back end, and the Cowboys limped into March. They were exhausted. So, you know, obviously they're going to have to win the conference tournament this year if they have any hopes of making it to March. And why not? You know, if you have a Graham EK back and you have a few other guys that are getting healthy at the right time, maybe it's the polar opposite of last year. And maybe these guys make a run. You got to win three games. Hopefully, if you can avoid that pigtail game, you get into Vegas and you win three games and you're off to the races and you're healthy and ready to roll. So you never know what will happen from there. So I think that's kind of what guys are going with around here. And by no means have they packed it in and waved the white flag, no doubt about it. But these are just body blow after body blow, hearing guys out of the lineup. So it's been really tough.
Cody, what's interesting about that, about what you just said, too, I'm making the mono connection. Wasn't it, like, how many years ago Larry Nance Jr. played for this team? Didn't he get sick?
Yeah.
Didn't he get mono or something? And he was out for several weeks, and Wyoming kind of, you know, they stunk it up for a while. And then they get into the tournament, and bam, they took it and won it and got it and went dancing. So we could be seeing something very similar to that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I wouldn't be comparing Larry Nance to Hunter Thompson anytime soon. But no, I totally
probably did.
We just talked about that exact scenario because Jeff Linder was an assistant at Boise State that year, and Wyoming beat them to win it all in Vegas. So you never know, man. Obviously, you want Graham to be that guy who's coming back. You want Hunter back, too, but you want Graham to be that guy who's coming back healthy and having the impact of a Larry Nance. But, yeah, even Al Herndon had it that year, too. So I don't know if the chicks around here are carrying mono or what the hell's going on, but it's definitely hurt the basketball team.
Oh, man. Everybody get home. Stay home. Close the doors and then get some chicken noodle soup or something, man. And just stay healthy for crying out loud, because the injuries are already bad enough, and then now you're getting mono on top of that.
No doubt. Yeah, you don't want that spreading through
Cody
the locker
Tucker
room.
Of Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, joining me. All right, let's go back to that bowl game. Wyoming loses 30-27 in overtime. The Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. Dude, I'm seeing your tweets and stuff. Like, the ratings for this thing were really, really good, right?
Yeah, they were. You wouldn't be able to tell with all of our grouchy older fan base. They did not enjoy that whatsoever. But then on the flip side, some of the younger kids really loved it and really had a good time with it. It was different, I'll give you that. It was definitely different, and having Josh Allen on during the game helped. But, yeah, man, they reached a younger crowd. And yeah. I talked to Tom Berman about it, and I said, you can't love that this game is not on TV with the older fan base of this program. And he said, you know what? People got to get with the times, man. It's going to streaming. You better learn now or forever be left behind. So I think they're pretty happy with the result.
I think you're right. I think you have to figure it out because that's the day and age we're living in. You can watch anything on your phone, your iPad, your computer, your who's-he, what's-it, what's-he, McCall-it. You can do it. So, you know, people might get frustrated, but it's like, dude, this is coming, and it's going to keep coming. You're seeing Amazon Prime Inc. deals with the NFL. I mean, this kind of stuff is just going to keep happening where if you want to watch a lot of sports, you're going to have to get the apps and all that stuff and watch it online.
Yeah, you know, it was fun. It was definitely more geared toward kids. You know, it was nice. There were Shooters girls everywhere, and they were handing out free wings. So I certainly wasn't complaining about that. But
can't beat that, man.
But, you know, just the goofy stuff they were doing and dropping F-bombs. I haven't even rewatched it yet, to be honest with you. But I guess I was seeing the fans, and, man, some of the older ones were flipping out. And I said, man, you're on Twitter right now. So I think you can figure out the Barstool Bowl, and then they figure it out just in time to hear a few F-bombs, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I said, boy, you'd hate being at my house.
I mean, I suppose it's, you know, everybody's taste is different, but that's, you know, it's just, that's Barstool, too, and these guys are buying bowl games or buying sponsorship names and all that stuff. That's just what's going to happen, and we'll have to be prepared for it, I suppose.
Yep. Hey, if a million people saw it, that's more than – you remember when the Mountain West had a couple of games on Facebook like 3 years ago, and you could actually see in the corner it would say 285 people are watching this game with you, and I'm like, man, is there a way you can get rid of that? By chance,
oh, yeah.
That's really embarrassing.
Yeah, don't show it. Yeah, I don't want to see that. Just pretend that there are millions watching with me and not just me and my Uncle Earl watching this conference game, man. Hide that stuff.
You know, it's so hard to believe, too, Brady, that this was the first conference that had its own TV station. And then you go from that to everybody else now has a TV station and we're watching games on Facebook. It's just, it's so frustrating sometimes.
It absolutely is, you know, and then just being – because in this day and age, like trying to find games, it shouldn't be that difficult, but here we are. Sometimes it is, and, yeah, the Mountain West being able to get those games on their network and everything too. So, Cody, my man, always appreciate you. What's happening with the transfer portal situation with Craig Bohl and company? How are we looking with those Cowboys?
Hey, I'm not the sky's not falling for me, I'll tell you that. They've lost eight guys, and then also Titus Wynn, of course, who declared for the NFL draft. A lot of these guys just didn't play. And, you know, the Cowboys did lose Parker Christensen and Jackson Marcotte, two tight ends that are just deciding to retire from football. But, you know, they did lose their best wide receiver, but you're talking 400 yards. you know, there are worse problems to have. You're talking one of your best corners. You're talking one of your up-and-coming defensive ends. Other than that, though, it was a lot of guys who haven't even seen the field. And I certainly, you know, some people look at the number 8 and flip out because it was 15 last year. And you know, but if you get down to the brass tacks there, I don't feel it's a lot of bad losses, and neither do a lot of the sources I've talked to within the program. They feel just fine about where they're at, and they plan on plucking a couple guys out of the portal themselves, and they already got Harrison Whaley from Northern Illinois, and he has almost 2,000 rushing yards to his name, and he ran for 179 against the Cowboys last year in DeKalb, so they got a first-hand glimpse of what that kid can do, so they're pretty excited about it.
Hey, I'm not going to count this Cowboys team out anymore because at the beginning of this season, I was like, what do they have? Okay, Titus Swinn, but what else? You know, what's it going to be?
Yeah.
And they find themselves in a bowl game, the Barstool Bowl game. So, like, they get in there. So I'm not going to count this team out anymore, man. Learning more and more about you and seeing what they did this year to get into the Arizona Bowl, that's hard to do it. I kind of have this weird faith in Craig Bohl all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a perfect example is they came into this year with zero sacks from the defensive end spot, and they finished number 2 in the Mountain West. So it was just sometimes guys just need their chances, man. And they got their chances, and they made the most of it. So it was a fun season. And, you know, unfortunately, the offense sputtered so badly toward the end that we're talking about that instead of, hey, man, the third youngest program in the country just, you know, won 7 games and went to a bowl when they were supposed to finish lower than CSU.
No question about it. The expectations were not there, so that's what I'm saying. It's like I felt like you played with house money this year getting into that bowl game. Cody, my man, thanks for being on the show. I was off for the last couple of weeks, but it's nice to get plugged back in and get on with you as always. So we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, Cody Tucker, 70, I'll save you a beer for out here. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys Insider, 12:48 the time. We still have a jam-packed third and final hour of the show. I want to talk about Harbaugh. You know, he's been saying things like he's not going to leave. He loves Michigan. That's what they do. I mean, the day I believe a college coach when he says he's going to stay somewhere and then doesn't actually leave, Mel Tucker, cows are going to be jumping over the moon before that happens. So there's still a chance that Harbaugh's there. We'll talk about that. Brendan Vogt, DNVR Nuggets, and also McKenna Hofschild for CSU. She has been lighting the world on fire for Colorado State women's hoops, and this is a great basketball team to watch. So we'll talk to her coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Again, folks, we're live out here at the Budweiser Event Center previewing the AMA Arena Cross Championship. Listen, I don't talk a lot of Arena Cross Championship. I don't know a lot about it, but this is freaking cool. I'm telling you, I have had an opportunity to get out there and walk the dirt paths and the track and everything, and it's been phenomenal. So I strongly urge you guys to check out tickets. Again, go to the Budweiser Event Center, and there you can find an opportunity to call them, too, and say, hey, I heard about them on the whole show. And you'll get your kids' tickets for free. So we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKX.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Your games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Miles Blumhart, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Budweiser Event Center. The AMA Arena Cross Championships coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Had a texter chiming in earlier, said Robbie was fantastic. Thanks, Robbie. Yeah, Robbie was cool, man. He's a cool kid, and a lot of cool people out here. Folks, get your tickets. Go to BudweiserEventCenter.com or call the ticket office at the Budweiser Event Center. Tell them you heard about them here on the whole show, and you're going to get 50. You got up to 50 here. I got 50 set aside for you guys. That's kind of the poll I have out here. Tickets for your kiddos. So I don't care. You have 5 kids, call now, and all 5 of them are going to get in for free if they're still available. So make sure you do it. Arena Cross, AMA Arena Cross Championship tomorrow night. Okay, some really good news, Angel. We're getting this latest on DeMar Hamlin. He's beginning to awaken. He shows substantial improvement in his recovery, of course, from that terrible incident on Monday, going into cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field. Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center said Thursday that he woke up, he wrote down, he's unable to communicate, to speak right now, but he's communicating in writing. Hamlin asked whether the Bills won the game against the Bengals, and they said yes. The answer is yes, DeMar. You won the game of life, dude. I mean, this is really awesome, Angel. I mean, I'm seeing, I can't think of his name right off the bat, but I'm seeing the guy on ESPN just absolutely pray for DeMar on air on ESPN, and then his co-host join in with him. Just a really cool scene, and you're just seeing the world, the country at least, really the outpour of support for this guy has just been absolutely wonderful. Dan Orlovsky, if I can spit that out. He prayed live on ESPN. And you, in this day and age, man, I just don't know if you see that kind of stuff. So DeMar Hamlin has got people all over the world talking about him and thinking about him and praying about him and donating and supporting him. He's waking up right now, man. I mean, that is such a special thing. And pretty soon he's going to be able to look at what the world around him has been doing in show of support. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, dude. This is one of those stories that it was terrible Monday that could turn out to be really something pretty special.
No, definitely. You've seen the impact that sports can have, not just watching it, but the impact that these athletes have and their role models, their fathers, their brothers, their people, and we care about them and their success, and it's so good to have all this positive stuff come out about DeMar, and you know, his family is getting the good news that they deserve, and it's just good to see him improving each day.
Yeah, it really is, man. It's a special thing. This is one of those things, devastating on Monday, but could really turn out to be something special And I don't know if he's going to play. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be able to play, if he'll want to play, or what that looks like for him. But that's not really the question, you know. I mean, even when you think about Buffalo and Cincinnati and the game and all of that stuff, this is the most important thing. Damar Hamlin beginning to awaken as he shows substantial improvement. That is a great story. Final hour coming up next. We got a stud coming up. We got McKenna Hoffschild and also Brendan Vogt from DNVR Nuggets. Looking forward to it. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.